Greetings, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome. We're certainly pleased to have you with us this evening to Ask the Archangel, October 1st, 2019. October? Holy smokes, it is. Whew. Time flies when you're having fun with the Archangels, I guess. Well, again, we're looking forward to a very interesting evening. And as always, the Archangels have requested that the questions tonight only be about topics presented and not about personal issues, please. This, of course, is to benefit the entire group who would, and they would also like the questions to be, you know, short and concise so that more of the group will have a chance to communicate. This will assist the Archangels also to expand on the subjects that they have brought to the group and that they feel are important. Remember, when you would like to ask a question, please just hit star 6 and the number 1 to be put in the queue. And then from there, you get released to the entire audience in the order that you've called in on. And by the way, these sessions are recorded and will be put up on our website within a couple of days. So, now, let's all take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth our wonderful guest for this evening, Archangel Michael.
Greetings. It is I, Michael. I come not only as an archangel, but I also come in the capacity of a Lord of Light. I am not limited by any one realm because I am a collective consciousness. So when I present myself as Michael, either an archangel or a Lord of Light, it is a collective consciousness. But we use an individual expression for your convenience in understanding and receiving us at a more personal level. It's important that certain energetics, as well as the concepts, be received easily so that you can begin to integrate more refined states of consciousness. So that said, this evening, I wanted to be with you again this week in regards to this fifth dimensional state of consciousness. We had such a wonderful, lively discussion the last we met. We felt, we Lords of Light and Archangels felt, that it was important to expand upon what fifth dimension is and what are the differences, the main differences, between third dimension and fifth dimension. So, first of all, let's begin to talk about the paradigms upon which third dimension is built. It is a very physically dense state of consciousness. It is built on the energetics of separation and fear. And it continues lifetime after lifetime until you begin to see that the way in which you create life does not represent who you are at a soul or a spirit level. When that happens, you transition into a fourth dimensional state of consciousness, where you begin to realize that you have a choice, that you can choose the emotions that you most often feel, that you can choose the way you react to life, the way you react in relationships. And this is where the third dimension begins to drop away. First of all, in that realization. But secondly, when you begin to start opening your heart chakra, when your chakra, that heart of you, begins to open, and it begins to open to self, more self-awareness, self-respect, self-value for the journey that you are taking in a physical life expression on Earth. Sometimes these journeys are quite difficult for many of you because you don't understand, you don't see that you are this beautiful being of light. So when you have transitioned into this fourth dimension and you begin to have more of an open heart, and that heart that opens to you individually begins to open to others. Sometimes in this dimension, you get very confused about the importance of loving yourself. And you then begin to project that out and see the need to love others in your world, to love others in your relationships, or to be more kind and help others. And then you kind of forget about you. And sometimes you feel that you must love others or that you must assist others at your own expense. And this is a very, it's a wrong turn, if I might use more of your languaging, because that self-love, you cannot give what you do not possess. So the self-love is still a very, very important part of your exploration through the dimensional consciousness. This does not mean that you become narcissistic or that you become very self-centered and selfish. Those are paradigms of the third dimension, where when you are in those states of consciousness, and you devote your attention to self, it is usually based on fear of survival. Is it safe? So I have to take care of me or it's not safe. So when those things happen and you are really seated in that fourth dimension, your consciousness wavers and you momentarily find yourself in third dimension and all of those paradigms of fear and separation. But it's a very easy transition back because you realize that that open heart and that the beginning openings of love and respect are very important to you and important to your life. So now let's come and watch as you transition out of fourth dimension into the beginning stages a fifth dimension, and that has three major stages in your life. The first one being where you begin to transition into the paradigms that that dimensional frequency is based on, and that is based in the element of love and unity. You cannot have unity without the presence of that element of love. Now, when I say element of love, I do not mean just your emotional feeling. The element of love affects your emotions, your mental emotional body, just as separation and fear can be felt in the emotions and accentuated in your thoughts. So when you begin to enter that fifth dimension, which, by the way, is not linear, the time sequence is circular. So your ability to open to creative ideas and creative manifestation is constantly cycling. You never miss an opportunity if you choose not to explore it, and it is part of your makeup, it will come around again and show itself. So at this dimensional frequency, opportunities are never lost, ever. And that love, that element of love, becomes a very creative element, just like the elements of the earth, the fire, the water, the air, are very important elements. The element of love is the fifth element, and it comes in fifth dimension. It comes in through those very refined light frequencies that are always based in love and unity. So here again, if your consciousness wavers or you are in reaction and you revert to an emotion of fear or separation of any kind, you drop down a notch into that fourth or even third dimension. But it's a very easy transition back to fifth when you open your heart to you and you realize, oops, I have reacted, or oops, I've fallen a little short. Not about judgment or beating yourself up, because you know that you know what that fifth dimension is based on. You felt it in your heart. And so things begin to change. And as you transition through that fifth dimension to the beginning stages, into the mid stages, into the higher stages of that dimension, you begin to take on more and more light into your whole physical body. And your physical body begins to change. It begins to alter its consciousness out of the density into a lighter frequency, a more refined frequency range. And it begins to follow your consciousness, what you feel, what you think, how you create your life experience. So that consciousness is always monitored through your body, through the cells of your body, through your organs, through your chakra system. And it begins to unify your entire energetic system as well as your body. The neurology starts to operate. Your brain starts to be able to process concepts of thought much easier and quicker. The physical body itself becomes more of a united expression, and the organs in your body begin to operate in such a way that they begin to communicate, and the hormones and the all of the systems begin to function more in unity. So you have better states of health and well-being. And when things change in that body, it looks the same to you. It looks the same to others. But it is of a much different frequency range, holding much more light in the cells of the body, in all parts of the body, especially in the energetic system. So, that said, I think this could be quite an interesting conversation. So I invite you to ask your questions about what I have just said and make your comments.
Now remember, to get into the queue, it's *6 and the number 1. Don't be shy. Archangel Michael is quite a terrific person and would love to talk to you. And here we are. You're on with Archangel Michael. Hello.
Hello. Hello, Michael. This is Maria. So nice
Hello,
to talk to
Maria.
You again. Hello. I'll start off again. I always seem to be a person who's first in a lot of things in life. That seems to be, I step right up to the plate.
Wonderful. Love it.
I have been confused as I study and learn about Earth. I am confused about, is Earth on purpose? Was it always meant to be a schoolroom? Was third dimension a mistake? Do souls come here to learn? So I'm confused about, was Earth always supposed to be a school? Is it a school? And was the third dimension a mistake?
Third dimension was not a mistake.
Okay.
Far from it. Now, is Earth a school? Well, sometimes at that third dimensional level, it is. Was it always designed to be a school? Absolutely not. When Earth was created, it was created as a Christed planet, a physical planet of Christ consciousness. It was not to the density that it is today. It was more of a gaseous state, and it was a beautiful light emanation from the realms of Source. And many beings wanted to come to experience their individuality, not separation, but individual creative aspects. And all the while, they maintained a level of consciousness of themselves as totally united with the source of their being. So they came to experience for brief periods of time creating in a semblance of form from their Christed nature, from their individuality, over eons and eons of time. At that state, at the very beginning, there was no such thing as time. Time is something that is indicative of lower dimensional states of consciousness. And eons of time, great beings from all over the cosmos would come occasionally to experience form, for they never had. They were always united in that beautiful light energy of Source. So this was new experience, and they loved it. Some stayed very short, brief periods, some a little longer. And this went on for eons. And then some of them had the idea, well, let's see if we can hold this dimensional frequency if we created a little more density. And so they did. And eventually, in those creations, they veered outside of the original template for this planet, the original matrix for this planet. And so the dimensions, it couldn't be held, that 12th dimension couldn't be held in that kind of density. And over here again, billions of years, as you calculate time now, it began to decline slowly, very, very, very slowly. Eventually, there were such misaligned creations from the beings who took on human form that it became very destructive to Earth itself. And great cataclysms occurred. So when that happened, and more creations of that nature took place, Earth was about to be destroyed. And the only way to save it was through Sunat Kamara, the great being Sunat Kamara, said, I will hold that element of love till humanity can come back and hold it for themselves. And so there were many meetings in those, in the cosmic realms, about how to achieve that. Well, the Earth was in bad, bad shape. And so it was decided to put the Earth in a third dimension to stabilize it so it wouldn't be destroyed. And in that, many left. And there was a quietness that took over the Earth for a long period of time. And then beings started to incarnate. And when they did, they lost all of their memory of who they were in that third dimension. So it has taken a very long time of your time, the way you calculate time, to come back into some awareness of who you are. And so that's why we tell you always, oh, if you could see what we see, how beautiful you are, what a magnificent Christed being you are. We try to reawaken those memories.
Mm-hmm.
So that, does that answer your question?
Yeah, that's a beautiful story. And so if there is a concept of schoolroom birth, the concept, because I do see how we learn about ourselves while we're here, but that wasn't necessarily, that wasn't the original premise.
No, the original plan was to have a way to express your spirit in a soul way, in perfect alignment with the original design, to create as a Christed being, but yet uniquely, individually.
I see.
Because when you create, even in this at this level, when you create, you are such an individual creator, unlike any other person.
Mm-hmm. No. Okay, that really helps a lot. Thank you very much. That was a beautiful story.
Well, thank you for your question.
Hello.
Hello, Michael.
Hello.
I've got a question about that the physical body becomes light and that the body doesn't change. Doesn't it change totally? For example, the eyesight or the gums that they grow better. Could you expand on that?
Yes. As the cells take on more light and there's more unity within the body, yes, you will see that the body begins to change because there's communication within not only the cells, but all of the major organs of the body. So
yes,
the healing process can, at that dimension and the other more refined dimensions, take on a more healthful state because you aren't creating the anomalies in your experience that affect the body. When you create anomalies in the mental through the mental emotional body consistently, it's very damaging to the body. So as you are able to navigate more stably and consistently in the refined dimensional frequencies of fifth, sixth, seventh dimension, your body becomes a light-filled iteration.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, the form itself is changed. But for the fifth dimension, all aspects of the fifth dimension, it looks very much the same, but interiorly it functions much differently than third dimension.
Okay.
Because there's more unity within the body itself, but most importantly, there becomes less fragmentation in the mental emotional body. And this is where you create from. Your thoughts are electrical. Your emotions are magnetic, and it takes that electromagnetic field to create form in form, in a body. So because at that third dimension, your mental-emotional body is not unified and does not operate in the higher sequences of the electromagnetic field. So when you change your thoughts, you change your emotions, the electromagnetic field around your body and within your body is altered to reflect that. And it enhances the body, the function of the physical body. It enhances your health.
Okay. Thank you. That's a very expanding answer. I wonder in what we live here. I still live here in time. Could you say something about the time aspect that changes might appear?
Yes. Third dimension, fourth dimension is all linear. Past,
yes,
present, future. Very little present. Fifth dimension, mm-hmm, when you are able to attain that, at least the beginning stages of that, are, yes, more circular. There, it's all in present time. It's all in the now. What happened to you last year, 10 years ago, is irrelevant. What is relevant is what are you creating in the moment? It is in the, mm-hmm, now. And there are unlimited opportunities to create, and those revolve in a circle. It is constantly, you are being presented with opportunities. So it's up to you to pay attention.
Yes, I see. But when I think about my gums or my eyesight, could that be instantly changed? Or do you say it takes several amount of time?
Well, it depends on the damage, and it depends on the state of your mental emotional body, and are you able to remain in a less fragmented expression of your thoughts and your emotions. because okay. that has a bearing on the health of your body.
Yes, I see.
So if you are consistently wavering back to the old way of thinking or the old way of feeling, I'm unworthy, I can't do this, life is terrible, those types of things, it's very hard on the
mm-hmm.
body.
Yes,
so that's why we talk about the love in the heart, self-love, self-appreciation, because this journey at third, fourth, beginning stages of fifth is not easy.
Yes. It would indeed be magnificent to have more self-love and more more open-hearted.
Correct. It is to your advantage to create that.
And what's the way to make the things that in opposite of opening the heart to get rid of it?
Well, you have to heal what caused it in the first place. So you have mm-hmm. to be able to look at it clearly and choose differently each and every time you're tempted to choose the old way, to be aware, to stay mm-hmm. conscious, make a commitment. And when you see or you are aware that your thoughts are going back to the old way, then you stop, take a breath, and you say, I choose not to think that, and you change your focus of attention. Go to your heart. Ask yourself, is this true? Your heart will never lie to you.
I feel what you were saying, and yet difficult for me to make it clear what's my possibility, because sometimes it's hard to see the self-love.
Well, you have to sit and cultivate it. Ask for mm-hmm. help. Ask
yes.
the archangels. Go to the center of your being and cultivate that state of consciousness. Heal the wounds that hurt your heart. Forgive yourself first.
That would be wonderful, but how can I get to see what the pain and the pressure on my heart is? How can I become more aware of that pain? I've tried it for a long time, but it still is hard.
Yes. It's not easy, and sometimes that requires help. So this
yes.
is not the venue where we can discuss that. So if there are practitioners in your area to get some help here.
Okay.
Because sometimes you cannot do this alone.
Okay. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
You're next on with Archangel Michael. Hello.
Hi, Archangel Michael. It's Mari here. So
Hello.
Great to speak with you. Hello. So I was wondering, in even pertaining to Marinka's question and concern, how could we use that fifth element of love? Can you give us some examples? I was just thinking when you were speaking to him, I was wondering if that might be like an application, like could he, I'm just using him because you were just speaking to him, but could any of us use that in a circumstance like that, like where we're trying to bring in more self-love, or we're trying to kind of deal with something that's in our space that we're wanting to get back to that fifth dimension. Maybe you could speak about that, how we can use the fifth element of love, or maybe even a better tool.
Well, first of all, you have to become aware of what is limiting you.
Yeah.
And sometimes that awareness, if you work with your chakra system, the first four chakras relate to your life on planet Earth. And so the first chakra is the root chakra, and all of the aspects contained self-acceptance, acceptance in the family unit, survival. Those are the things that relate to that chakra. So when you start working with that chakra, the second chakra, sacral chakra, with the emotions, and the third chakra is self-empowerment. So there is a lot of material out there about the chakra system, especially those first three chakras. And so if in that private time, if you start working with those first three chakras, look at the color, look at the spinning of that vortex. Is it spinning in a constant rotation? Is the color brilliant? Is it light-filled? And work with the energies of those chakras. The first chakra, if it is not emanating enough light, enough love energy of self, it limits your ability to become sovereign in your emotions, use your emotions properly. Third chakra, self-empowerment. You cannot be empowered to be the fullness of who you are without those first two chakras functioning. And then it brings you to the heart. You cannot love yourself if you are fearful, if you are in a survival mode, if you are concerned with being accepted, if you consider yourself less than. Second chakra, if you don't feel that love in your heart for yourself and for others, and see into that heart center where the damage has occurred from the first and second chakra. So those three chakras are key in you attaining a level of consciousness where you can begin to then heal and remove some of the obstacles from those first three chakras so that the heart is open. And it's with your intention. Most importantly, is your intention to open your heart to self and see what is standing in your way. Where are the anomalies? Is it a genetic lineage problem? Is it a experiences that you've had through life that continually make you feel less than or unable or not capable or whatever it is. You have to write, journal, write down.
Yeah.
That's the only way that you become aware.
Okay. Yeah, that's fabulous. I hadn't even thought about, I do a lot of different work, but really haven't addressed it from starting at the very first, second, and third chakras. So that is really wonderful.
Most humans would much rather navigate from those upper chakras. But you cannot have the energetic components of those upper chakras until the base that holds it all is functioning properly. You can't open your crown when everything else is closed down.
Okay. And I, even though I think my crown's open, maybe it hasn't been, and maybe I really do need to address those first three because I really haven't done that. So that's really fabulous.
Well, Yes, you are absolutely right. You think, well, once I learn about them, I don't have to pay attention to them anymore. Well, they really, those first three chakras relate to how you operate in this life.
Wow. Okay.
And then everything, when you keep those clear and spiraling and in beautiful colors emanating, the others open, not just the heart. Then you move up into the throat and move up into that third eye.
Right.
There's a wealth of things that happen in those upper chakras, but they can't happen if the lower ones are stuck. There's
okay.
no movement in the system. And that's where a lot of you get confused about creating that unified field within you. So much opens to you when those chakras are functioning properly. And the most, it takes sometimes a few years to get them consistently open and then checking in occasionally. Okay, what's my first chakra doing? What's my second one? Is the color right? Is the color right. vibrant? Is there light emanating in that spiral? And what is happening there that I can't, that's diminished? What happened there?
If we do see that it is diminished, can we bring down undifferentiated light to that chakra
most
to
certainly.
Aid it?
Yes, you can spiral that down, but it still is going to require of you to find out where the thoughts and emotions or what it is that you created that has diminished the light within that chakra.
Right. The real base and cause of it. I see. This is really, really helpful. Thank you so, so very much.
You are very welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great answer. Very welcome.
Okay.
There are some beautiful beings on this call who have worked with these types of energies in the chakra system, in the healing of their mental emotional body. And I think it would be very lovely if you shared that, some of the things that you have learned. Sometimes hearing that from another human who has struggled as you are struggling is more effective. I can hold a fifth dimensional frequency, which I am doing at this very moment for you, that opens your curiosity, that opens your heart to you, that opens an awareness. But sometimes when you hear it from another human who has gone through similar things, it's very effective. Would any of you like to speak? I'm not asking you to teach here, beloveds. I'm asking you to just make an opinion.
Here we are, next on with Archangel Michael. Hello.
Hello, Archangel Michael. My name is Jackie.
Hello, Jackie.
Hi there. It's really nice to be on the call with you and Joan and John and everyone tonight. And I thought I would share a little bit of my experience with you and the group. I think I kind of started my journey from, you know, moving from third dimension to fifth dimension about 3 years ago when I became aware of Reiki and Reiki energy and practicing Reiki. that really helped me to cultivate more self-love, more self-awareness, and understanding and acceptance. I think it's for people who are looking to make shifts, it's really about finding tools, support, and tools that resonate with you, and then really using them combined with more and more self-awareness. I don't think I'm at a place where I am in fifth dimension all the time. You know, it's still a becoming. It's still a transformation for me, but I am much more skilled now at recognizing when I'm experiencing third and lower fourth dimensions, or that those dimensional mind frames, and then not judge myself for it, but just kind of notice it and then allow myself to look at whatever needs to be looked at, to feel whatever needs to be felt, and work toward moving back out of it.
Beautiful.
I also have, over the last few years, really found delving into the Mastering Alchemy program extremely helpful for accumulating tools that are effective in going through this shift of consciousness. I feel like I'm now more and more in a place of kind of stepping into my own power in terms of being a creator, and creating a life that I want to be living, that, yeah, is focused on my own healing, and becoming as much as it is about supporting others in doing that too. So that's a little bit about my experience, and I'm certainly open to any comments that you have or if there's anything that would be helpful for me to talk about.
Yes, I think you have articulated it very well. And yes, you are absolutely right. It does take self-observing, but it takes an acquiring of tools that help you to be more self-aware. So there are many courses out there that are beautiful courses to bring that to you, give you tools of self-awareness. And the two that you mentioned are excellent. So I thank you very much for your openness to share. I'm sure it was very helpful to many.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, you're next on with Archangel Michael. Hello.
Hello, this is Maria again, just to be participating in the conversation. I would say that for me, it was not any one tool or sure shot answer. It has been and still continues to be a daily, where am I right now? Just where am I right now? What's in front of me that I see that needs to be addressed?
Excellent.
And then I ask. I have a sticky on my mirror that says ask. Mm-hmm. And it just says ask. And I have to move the sticky around because after a while I don't see it. And in fact, it reminds me I need to move the sticky. So because I always ask, and because you have to ask. And so I ask, please help. Bring a tool or words or whatever. And the third thing is I keep an ongoing, just a journal of my progress.
And this is where I go, and I talk less to people. I don't talk to people about things nearly as much, if at all. And I tell it in my journal of progress.
Excellent.
So that's what I do.
Very good suggestions. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're next live with Archangel Michael. Hello.
Hello, Michael. This is Jenna.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I most certainly can.
Thank you. I've found that, as Maria just spoke, that it is a moment-by-moment unfolding in life that I once heard a comment that I took to heart, which is that in any given moment, we're either celebrating it or we're kind of grieving it. and that brings everything in the present time into a choice point, which of course is fourth dimension, and choosing the celebration of life and allowing really that gratitude and appreciation to come into the heart and nourish all the cells in the body is it's just as simple as that, moment by moment. Of course, as has been mentioned many times, we have to develop and cultivate our own unique way of noticing it and recognizing it and really allowing ourselves to shift from the third dimension of conditioning and programming and that we've all been given throughout our lifetimes, and letting go of that, which is a really trains one to be externalizing our focus and our attention out into the world, and shifting that to an inward, an indrawn perspective into the heart, which allows for that freedom of space and tranquility and to cultivate those qualities. So there are many tools, of course, to help us notice and recognize, but the work is ours to do.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Jenna, for sharing.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hello, you're next on with Archangel Michael.
Blessings, Lord Michael. This is Diana.
Blessings, Diana.
One tool that has become almost like a mantra for me is my breath. Usually people think about breathing. Well, they don't think about breathing. It seems to be on automatic for them. But in situations where I become aware of my thought and my emotions, I take deep breaths. It allows me to come back into present time, which then gives me a picture of where I am, how did I get there, what was that trigger, and what can I do next time that will afford me a different decision when that trigger happens again. And you do this over and over and over again, and you become more aware of those trigger points and how you can get back to where you need to be. And while this is taking place, must recognize there is no blame, there is no right or wrong. Because when you begin to blame yourself, you're adding on to the situation. It's a oops, and let me start again. Each breath, new start, new beginning. But it's in recognizing and paying attention to your breath, bringing you back into present time, seeing where you are, recognizing and creating choices that make you feel good, practicing that over and over and over again until it becomes automatic. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're next on with Archangel Michael.
Hi, this is Nancy. I'm glad to be on the call with you.
Glad to have you, Nancy.
Thank you. I know that what I think about is how I create my tomorrow. So I really rely a lot on gratitude. I'm grateful for all the things that I have that are working so well for me, knowing that gives me the ability to create more things that I can be grateful for.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're next on with Archangel Michael. Hello.
Hello, Michael. This is Sharka.
Hello, Sharka.
I would like to share that the way I bring myself to self-love is when I remind myself of being grateful to myself for the choices I have made in my life, and seeing a blessing in difficulties, wherever I created a difficulty, to see it as a blessing, being grateful for the help I'm receiving from you and all the beings who are our teachers and God, and being really grateful for the choices I have made, for the choices to put myself on my spiritual path and saying yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You know, having experiences in life is so helpful to your growth when you can approach those experiences in a more light-filled way. As one of our callers this evening talked about, not judging yourself. That is the most detrimental thing that you can do for you, It will throw you out of fifth dimension quicker than quick, because there is no love when you judge. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't see that, oops, I made an error. Let's take a deep breath and start again. Let's change. Let's alter that. So it keeps the love flowing when you can do that. So all of the suggestions that have been brought forth from it, from human experience, not an angel's experience or a master's experience, although masters are quite unique into themselves. Ascended masters that come to teach, such as Master Katumi, Master Saint Germain, many of the ones you are familiar with, because they have lived life in a body. So whenever one of your community who has had experience in changing and holding that fifth dimensional frequency based in love and unity, in looking at the anomalies, looking at what is limiting them in their thoughts and their feeling, and just saying, oops, I love myself. Oops, let's change this. Or I will adopt and write out a thought. Write out a thought that you consistently think that is not to your best interest, that is damaging to you. And then write out a replacement thought. And focus on that replacement thought. And you will be amazed at what happens and the changes that happens in your ability to think consistent thoughts that are in that more refined expression of you. So this is something that you can adopt if you see a pattern that you consistently participate in, whether it's a thought or it's a feeling or a judgment. Write it down and then write out a couple replacements that you have those and practice those. You already have thought about a solution and you can put it in play very easily because you've written it down. You have it in your awareness. Or if you forget, go back to where you've written it. One person in your community said, I post a sign on my mirror. Look at it every day so that it is readily available throughout your day when you're triggered, when you're at work, when you're in a community, when you're in, if you're such thing as shopping and you get a little exasperated with somebody in the parking lot. These are the things that are very helpful to you to be prepared so that you can shift instantly in the present moment. So, beloveds, this has been a wonderful conversation. I am delighted that so many of you asked very good questions, and some of you came with your experiences so that you could help others in your community, others that are on this call. So all of this is important, to ask your questions. How will you know if you don't ask? How can you change if you don't ask? What can I do here? I do this. And then ask the community at large. What did you do? What would you come forth with a suggestion that you know? So having both things operate within these calls are very helpful to your evolution from the perspective of a master, of an archangel, and from the perspective of their human counterpart who is traveling a similar path. So I thank you for joining me this evening and for participating so beautifully. So with that, I ask you to take a deep breath, breathing in love, exhaling light, breathing in light, exhaling love. Now, before we close this session, as you breathe, breathe into your heart and feel the heart open. Feel the love there for what God created in you, the beauty of Source's creation when your very soul was created. Feel that refined frequency of fifth dimension. Love, unity, full expression from that soul level of, from who you are. A beautiful being created by the source of you. Created in that image. Another deep breath. Heart. The heart is so open at this moment. And with that, we will close this session. Blessings, beloveds. Blessings.